By the 18th century, Paris had become the centre of production of luxury goods. Wealthy travellers from all over Europe converged on the city, eager to purchase the latest fashionable items. One party included the sons of a Swedish count, under the guidance of their German-born tutor, Joachim Christoph Nemeitz. His book, Séjour de Paris, was intended as a guide for fellow travellers. And among the many attractions Paris had to offer, he of course included its excellent shopping.
When in Paris, you find shops decked out with all kinds of beautiful clothes, and you sometimes feel tempted to buy one or two of these things that you had never thought of before. You want to be well tailored when you return to your homeland, so you should furnish yourself, above all, with good clothes, fine underwear, and several well-styled wigs. If someone wants a waistcoat made of cloth of gold or silver, he will find one in Paris that is as beautiful as he'll find in Lyon, but he will have to pay more for it in Paris. Damask banyans or mourning gowns are sold ready-made in several shops, so you just have to choose which one you want. A silver sword is a fine ornament. Lots of people like the burnished style in the English manner. Others prefer French hilts that are chased or enameled. You will find this kind of work on the Pont Saint-Michel, where several suppliers of weapons reside. You can find more than 100 different kinds of snuffbox at a variety of prices. Buy one that is decent and not too expensive. Watches should not be bought in Paris. English ones are much better and indeed are famous worldwide. If anyone has any money left after buying these things, which are almost necessities, the Palais Royal contains 1,000 other jewels and precious trinkets, which will undoubtedly be to his taste.